Well, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Dailies Today, the second half of it, your number one dial. We're live now on Facebook and YouTube. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join us there and watch us and also leave us your thoughts on the conversation today. All right, let's get started. Jimmy Nisu joins me right now on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. How are you? I'm okay, thank you. Now, let's start off with this story here in the Vanguard today. Convention split persists as APC governors back Buni. There are quite a number of riders here. Divisions consume PGF DG, Saliu Lukman. He resigned yesterday.
Well, he resigned. And I think that the problem is that the DG of the Governors Forum was being a bit too visible. When you are the DG of an organization, you keep your comments strictly, in fact, you avoid public comment. People don't understand some of these things. There are some jobs that you do, some functions that you have. It's best for you to just keep quiet. Mm-hmm. So he's made some remarks and some comments that the Governors Forum haven't agreed with and have found embarrassing. So I think his profile was even a bit too high to be a DG of this. You just go look for a technocrat, like some retired permanent secretary, to run that organization, yes.
All right, other headlines here. Tinubu's men converge on Abuja, express readiness for 2023 battle. It's called a battle. Buni's CECPC has weakened APC. There's a lot of politicking going on here, as expected. As expected, 600 women groups to storm Abuja for Yaya Bello. Stop overheating policy. APC's ex-deputy publicity scribe warns presidential aspirants.
Thank you. Look, there's nothing about overheating the policy. This is the way the game is run. Everybody knows that the morning shows the day. The party convention will virtually almost decide who the presidential candidate of the APC will be.
Absolutely.
I saw a publication yesterday, though, I can't remember where, you flip through all these things, in which it was being said that the Tinubu camp are even contemplating leaving the APC should the need arise. Yes, that's how determined I think Tinubu is in this project. And that they have mulled the idea of probably going to another party shooting, because he could jolly well, he might not get the APC ticket. There are so many things rammed up against him. He might not get the APC ticket.
I'll be shocked though if he doesn't get it.
I won't be shocked. I'll be shocked if he gets it.
Wow.
Oh, definitely. I'll be shocked if he gets it. You see, don't forget that it's so difficult to move against a man in power. Unfortunately for him, Buhari doesn't have the deftness, that political deftness, to utilize his position to the fullest. But he might be a quick student, he might learn, and he might have a very good coach. So he might not get it. And the truth in politics is that you don't know until it is done. You can't say for sure that, so-and-so is in my cap, or I'm going to get it on it until it is finally done. That's how complex politics. So it's the fight for the soul of the party that we're seeing here. Don't bother about anybody telling you that the polity is being overheated, because this is the way it goes.
Towards
the convention itself, it's even going to get worse. So you better, what we should do is stay on the sidelines
and watch.
And watch all the drama, this nice movie that is that is going on.
It is indeed a movie. Now, for those of you, we've had this politics conversation going on since yesterday, and some people refuse to agree that it's a game being played. There's a lot of argument like, what do you mean it's a game? Well, it's a game.
No,
that's how it goes.
I don't think you should lose any sleep over this. The people that I get worried about are those rabid supporters who don't know that even the actors don't take these things personal.
Yeah.
You need to mingle with some of these top politicians for you to know that sometimes you're just beating your head against a brick wall. You've been used and dumped long time ago. Political hands usually fall victim to that, especially spokespersons, where you go on abusing this and abusing that. And then later you discover that the two of them met on a plane or the bus.
Most of them have plan A, B, C. Yes. If you don't get this one, I'll be as instant to this. If I don't get this...
Or for you to hear that the two of them battled a bowl of pandan yam and pussy soup.
It's a game. You guys, take it easy. Okay, let's see another story. Still with the Vanguard today. Elected offices, possession of school certificates no longer feasible. Mm. But Abiamila says, and he also defends direct primary.
This reform that slipped in is quite significant. It is quite significant. And the speaker, Femi Gbaja, declared that, they've moved the requirement upwards, that you would need to have more than a minimum secondary school certificate by persons seeking election into public offices. I think that what they need to do also is to tidy up the requirements properly about who can be president. I think a lot of things need to be put in place. Background checks, they should be made mandatory.
Yeah.
They should be made mandatory, because you see, what we are seeing is some of the worms that are coming out of the woodwork are quite embarrassing to us as a nation and as a people, that X would be aspiring and Y would be aspiring. And therefore, we need to tidy up the requirement, a general requirement for public office, both on the legal ground and on the moral whatever. What we have now is a little bit loose,
yeah,
and allows for all kinds of manipulation.
Hmm.
I'm trying to speak so much in parable, and it's getting more and more difficult. Well, essentially, I think we need to up the ante.
Hmm.
I mean, let me be honest with you. Let me be honest with you, because I'm very, very... Well, if you don't qualify to run a multinational,
yeah,
I don't know why we want to give you a country to run. Governance has become a science. Governance has become a science. When you look at some leaders, every time I look at Kagame, yeah, I'm not surprised.
That man gives you a run for your money.
He gives you a run for your money when you hear his ideas.
Yes.
How well spoken he is,
and you can see the implementation
You can see the reality.
Yes.
So don't let's. It's a pity. I know by now the whole barrage will start again. Oh, it is this. It should be an open government. No, governance should be for a select part of our population. It's not an open ticket. That's why we are where we are.
Mm.
Nigeria especially has found it so terrible. I wish we could get people to write exams. Yes, or to do something like an aptitude test. Some of the leaders we've had in the past in this country wouldn't pass an aptitude test for management trainee of some multinationals.
That's a good idea. I like the sound of it. Let them run tests on management and policy.
I'm telling you, some of the leaders we've had in the past, yeah, would not pass an aptitude test for management trainee.
But you know what these tests would do?
In a multinational,
they would prepare.
Neither would some of them pass a mental test. You see, because here we believe that people with mental issues are those talk on shiwiri, just mad people. No. If you put some of our leaders through a very strong drill, they won't pass it.
Hmm.
They won't pass it. We've had leaders who have been a bit dense. You just keep wondering, how could this man be? You've had leaders who, of course, the ones of background checks, of course, we know that one. That's quite, we've had all kinds of leaders.
Hmm.
I mean, imagine in Nigeria, the number one country in Africa, we are debating over whether our president did school cert or not.
Right.
You remember that issue?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very
embarrassing. Right now, we're debating whether somebody we don't even know if he's a Nigerian. We don't know whether he's from Mauritania or he's from Cuba. We don't know.
Hmm.
We don't know. We're debating these little things. These things should be taken for granted and should be covered by law.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah.
If we don't, and we must remember something. We cannot go the way of other countries. Democracy to me means you practice the democracy that suits your own people. You can't have a fix all on in everything that you do. No, there are some things that are peculiar to us. But yeah, we have people going to court, senior advocates of Nigeria going to court to defend whether a man has school start or not.
Hmm.
I find that ridiculous.
Sincerely. It's a highly
You find a head of a campaign, we're asking him a question about his candidate. We don't know your candidate. Everything about him is, he says he's trash from the social media.
Yeah.
With arrogance.
Oh, well, the video. And he says, if you keep asking me that same question, I'll have the same
And I'll tell you this. Jibril, I will insult. I don't want to insult him back, but I'll tell him he's not an intelligent person. You know all he needed to do? Just for you to know that the arrogance got the better of him. I can go out there and defend Tinubu. If you ask, if you had asked me that, how did he make his money? I'd have thrown it back at the refi to say that I'm not. When you see him, you ask him. I don't know. How he made his money.
Yeah.
Instead, he took out. So you could see that he already knew where he was.
And the repeated rebuttal was.
Even if you say, even at what schools did he attend? I said, I'm sorry, I don't know.
But he should actually know, as someone who presents a candidate. You should be, if you're assisting that to answer for a candidate.
There is a way you can spin
manipulate these things, right? Absolutely.
I said, look, I don't know, but what I do know are the virtues he has for. There are ways by which, this, but the arrogance in Jibril. That arrogance that they have, that whether you guys like it or, and it is quite significant. And we will still demand a public apology for Jibril for saying that the issues that are very important that we brought out, he called them trash.
He did. It's on video, it's on record, saying that. Vanguard newspaper, this one is very interesting. I totally support it, though. Arebwashola orders shoot on sight of persons attempting to attack prisons. I totally agree, because we're having one too many incidences.
Well, if you agree, then you jolly well agree that the DPO can tell the Landlords Association to shoot any armed robber at sight. Does Arebwashola have the power, as a minister of the Federal Republic, to order a shoot at sight? I need to understand that.
Doesn't he?
But I don't know. I am not too sure that he has it. He got emotional. Or he used the wrong words.
He's interior minister.
Look, do you know the meaning of shoot at sight? Shoot at sight negates all the rule of law in the action being taken. If you say, if you give an instruction that persons who are attempting to attack a prison, supposing somebody is, you the judgment is left to you to ask yourself, is he attempting to attack the prison, and therefore you have the authority to shoot him at sight.
Yeah, well, attacking a prison is quite obvious. I mean,
whatever it is, I am not too sure a minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria has the authority. I'm not even sure that the governor of a state has the authority to order a shoot at sight.
But what I'm not certain about who should order it, well, I support the shoot at sight. If you're planning a jailbreak and it's obvious that you're trying to break into a prison, if they shoot at sight, I support it.
Fine.
Who should order it? I'm not certain.
We know where you stand. I don't. And that is because it's a dangerous discretion. However, if in the process of trying to prevent persons from attacking the prisons, some people get shot, of course you have the cover to do so. It's the use of language and how it can be misconstrued and used for personal whatever. It's the use of language.
Well, I understand the concerns, but you know,
you don't. A man who has a gun in his hand, you got to be sure. Well, before you give him an order that you can, do you know what it is? Shoot at sight. Meaning that if you had an accident near a prison and you're getting unconscious and you know, let's say you have, God forbid, and not you, you know, this is your Bible, not you. If somebody has, and then finds his way near a prison wall, the man who is on guard has the right to shoot him at sight. Only to discover that, he was somebody was coming out unconscious from a vehicle. I mean, that is far-fetched. But in giving instructions like this, you got to be careful. And I doubt if he has the powers to tell anybody to shoot at sight.
Well, I think why he would do this, again, is because we've had insistent, jail attacks.
Granted.
You know, remember when we had insistent bandit attacks? The president was pushed to say there has to be a shoot on sight order, just so there's a bit of decorum.
No, listen.
It's becoming one too many.
I understand all the circumstances. And that is why you must find the means to guard your prisons properly.
Right.
But not that you will tell your officers to shoot at sight. You see, it's the use of the language. An officer, who anybody who has a gun has the right to defend himself. That's why he's given the gun in the first instance anyway. But you don't give him a shoot at sight order.
Let me read comments on this one. Let me see what people think about this conversation. Let's see. Where? It's just jumping all over the place. Okay, people are reacting. Yeah, Ogundele Kainde says a minister has no authority to order a shoot at sight. Only the president can. Damola Akinri Made, the CG of prisons should be the one giving the orders, not Aregbe. That's the Comptroller General. Bankole Kazim Ogunowo, can you tell us what the opposition is facing? Talking about Kagame. I'm looking for comments around this shoot on sight order. Temilade Olamidun, that's on YouTube. Democracy should be practiced according to your own people. They're arguing here. I'm just going to leave you guys to the argument. Have fun. If you're tweeting at us, if you're using Twitter, please use the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF so that I can catch your comments. We see this one here, Olubenga Real Oguntulu. The minister has spoken my mind, he says. Government said without being a graduate and NYC, you can't get employment. So why do they want to govern with school cert or O-levels? That's what he's asking there. Okay, I'll look forward to more comments around this shoot on site order. Do you support it or not? You can chat with us on Facebook or YouTube. Let's see another story now. Vanguard newspaper. My lawyer conspired with husband's family to throw me out. This is according to a widow.
Yes.
A lawyer would do that?
All kinds of things happen there. Well, you know. I just wanted to bring the plight of the woman to public hearing. 49-year-old widow, Mrs. Fumilayo Ajiyo. It has been a battle for survival. Her husband, Lawrence Ajiyo, died in a cooking gas accident in April 2011. But the battle took place when some family members conspired with my lawyer, Fanny, to confiscate everything my husband left behind. She claims to have gotten married to the gentleman that they met in 1999, and she got married in 2006, but said long after his death, family members had a lawyer to help them process the letter. So this really, in a sense, is a fight for properties and estate and so on and so forth. The stepson, however, claims that she's not his legal wife. When asked about his relationship with Fumilola's stepson, Olalekan Ajiyo, the lawyer claimed she only knew him as being a member of the family and had never seen him before. I haven't even seen him, Olalekan, in person. I only know him as one of the members of the Ajiyo family. But Olalekan, in a telephone conversation with Vanguard, said, "My mother is the first wife. After my mother, we have two other wives before Fumilola. But that doesn't mean she's not a wife."
Right?
So this would eventually go to court. But just to highlight, what I just want to say here, as it concerns us, is always tidy up your affairs.
Yes.
Every minute, every second, make sure that you have a very good legal standing and know your limits.
Yeah.
Don't make any assumptions. The court is full of cases where a lot of men or women have been careless in terms of their standing. So make sure you know where you stand. And this idea that, don't pursue legal in matrimonial matters, like, for example, if you're no longer married to a woman, if you're no longer married to a woman, you're separated. The best move sometimes is to divorce her and get the divorce paper. If you like, you can go get married again.
Yeah.
But make sure that you tidy it up.
Don't leave it hanging.
Don't leave it hanging, because you don't know when that day will come. When there'll be a gentle tap on your shoulder and they tell you, your flight is boarding. Oh, yeah, go. That is what has happened in this case. I just wanted to bring you to the fore to highlight to us the fact that we need to tidy up our affairs. Mm. We really do need to tidy up our affairs. And the one lawyer has accused her of also being greedy and paying the victim card.
The story is in the punch. She's not the only wife. I mean, if there are three other wives, you can't get everything, and there are children.
Did the man die intestate? Well, he could have, since it was a cooking gas accident. Doesn't die suddenly like that. Yeah. That's why every day counts.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Everything you do, every day counts. Every day counts. None of us is sure that we'll be here this time tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to frighten you. It's just the way it is.
It's a reality. If you like, even get frightened. It's a reality.
your fright does not stop whatever.
What's stopping?
So if you got property,
even those of us who have kurube in the left pocket, we know that he has his left.
So please get your act together. I mean, I don't know why most Africans are afraid of writing a will. It's almost as if they're wishing themselves death, but
no,
you're not.
A will is a difficult thing to write. I remember when I wrote, it's a very, very difficult thing to write.
Mm.
You first of all have to admit to yourself that one day you will no longer be here.
Yeah.
Then you now have to look at how do you balance up things. You know,
various relationships.
It's a difficult thing. But write, you must.
Mm.
Right, you must in this, but guess what? It is even no guarantee. It's just that it's worse if you don't write anything.
Mm.
It's no guarantee. And then some people just leave it and just say to look, I'm gone.
They should settle themselves.
Hmm.
Sometimes it causes a lot of katakata.
Mm.
All right, so let's see this one. US UK decline Kanu's request as observers at trial. He's going back to court today, and the federal government has added 8 fresh charges. He's already 7 existing, now 15 charges.
Well, on the issue of number of charges, I've been made to understand that sometimes a smart lawyer with 1 or 2 charges will knock the case out and get the job done.
Mm.
Some of these things sometimes might be just to hype, you know, 8 charges, 56 charge case. With 1 or 2 charges, you can. For example, I find that in some cases of embezzlement, some lawyers will just opt for the tax. Use the tax laws to knock out the bagger, then, and that's it, you know. But it's this other one about US and you. Look, I don't know why we think that people do have a special interest in Nigeria beyond the ordinary. All this idea of having them come to want their representative at a trial, I don't know what purpose it's supposed to meet. And let me tell you something about dual citizenship, which I also have. If you're a dual citizen, If you have dual citizenship of 2 countries, once you have a problem with one of the countries, the other country doesn't come to your defense because that is your country. I hope people need to understand that very, very well. Don't think that, okay, because you're a British citizen and you have dual citizenship, Nigerian laws, they apply to you 100%.
Right.
And you can't be a foreigner in your own country.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. You're a citizen here.
So we need to get all these things are political hypes, which, you know, and I can understand what it is. It's to, you know, it's all hyping the IPOB are fantastic when they come, I'm sorry to use the word, but when it comes to propaganda and so on and so forth, it reminds me of the propaganda we had during the Civil War. IPOB are top notch. Look at how they brought up this idea of Jubril of Sudan,
and it gained
ground up to the point that even Obasanjo had to make a comment on it. So all these things are hyping, really. The United States is not so much interested in what happens to a Nigerian citizen in his own country, and so don't let's get that hyped unduly. But they've said that they've turned down a request by IPOB that they will not send representatives to observe the trial holding at the Federal High Court. I just wish that we stop looking to the Western world in any form, either government or individual, for succor. These people, their primary agenda is what concerns them. They've colonized you. They've given you independence. Your body has been freed. For God's sake, will you free your mind?
Well, let's see this other story. I'm reading through it very quickly. My eyes are playing tricks on me, though. Fan ICRC planned security upgrade for Lagos Airport overlapses. So a summary of this is that the Infrastructure Concession Regulatory Commission and the Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria are looking at improving security. Apparently, they've been stealing stuff from cars parked.
You can't improve security if you don't